Hi, I'm Jashan Singh, and you are welcome to the show. After discussing about the thought process of Stephen Hawking in the back episode, today we are going to discuss the thoughts and the quotes of Nikola Tesla and try to understand why he was said to be a great inventor of the century. Nikola Tesla. He was a Serbian-American inventor, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and futurist best known for his contribution to the design of the modern alternative current electricity supply system. Tesla wasn't a brilliant child from his childhood, but he, as he said in his autobiography, he became interested in demonstration of electricity by his physics professor. And so that the man we get today, Nikola Tesla. Let's talk about the quotes of Nikola Tesla. The first one that he had given is, "What one man calls God, another calls the laws of physics." I can relate this quote to an example, which you can set as astronomy versus astrology. I know some students or some people, those study astronomy, had faced somewhere in their life this problem. If you said someone that you are learning astronomy, they may relate it to astrology sometimes. They may ask for your sign. This quote is really meant for the person who wants to be a scientist. And scientist can't accept what he is getting. He wants something more perfect than that. So he never says it's God's will. He wants to know the roots of that. He wants to know the basics of that thing as deep as he can. Though somewhere in his heart, he knows that there is some power which makes him to think like this. He never argued that there is no God. But he knows that God is some power that putting those energy in him to understand what the universe is. Eventually, we don't have to lose faith in God. Just make God as your companion and never look back. You can't do anything without God's will, but yes, you don't have to say everything the God's will. The next quote that I want to mention here and given by Nikola Tesla, and I think it's the famous one, is that, "I don't care that they stole my idea. I care that they don't have any of their own." As I mentioned that this quote was very popular and is very popular. Today you can ask anyone about this and probably they know it. In this quote, Tesla has talked about Edison, that how he had stolen his idea. Though he wasn't angry that his idea has been stolen by him. But what really affects him is that they don't create their own idea. They are just getting another's idea and putting their own benchmark on it. From this, we can say that Tesla was a hardworking man who wants everyone to give best of them. He wasn't in jealous with anyone, but some people are. This makes him to think more vastly. This makes him to think all those inventions and creating the blueprints of those inventions into his mind and later on creating the one like that. Also, this quote is a life lesson for all of us. Never store your mind with such things, those have no use to be there. The more you clear your mind, the more thoughts can get space to develop ideas. This can be considered as a mindset of a rich person. The rich person never creates dumb things into his mind. He just makes it clear for the work he wants to do with it. They want to focus their mind on what they want to achieve, so that one thing they do is to free the mind. One can adopt this idea to be successful in his life. By relating to this quote, Tesla has given another quote. "Be alone. That is the secret of invention. Be alone, that is when new ideas are born." You can say that being alone is really a great thing. You can also hear about that Newton had discovered gravity and some laws of optics when he was in quarantine, when he was alone in his house. So being isolated is really a good thing to make yourself more productive. But there is also a catch. As you be isolated, there are two options for you to choose. First one, to free your mind to get in all the thoughts that you are getting through and make your mind to go onto the wrong path. But the second one, the best one, is to control your mind on your behalf and put those thoughts that you want to be in your mind and start thinking about that. The later one is really a helpful one. If you get that technique to control your own thoughts, you can have control on yourself. If you don't know that what your mind is thinking at this point, you can't control your own life. You are into a stimulation that is controlled by someone else or that is controlled by your own mind, and you are just being a puppet for your mind. So never lose yourself. Just be yourself and try to control your mind so that you can control your thoughts. And by controlling your own thoughts, you can create great ideas. From my point of view and from reading the autobiography of Tesla, I come to know that Tesla in his earlier years was struggling to control his thoughts. But later on, when he start to have a hold on them, he starts inventing new things, new machinery, and hence we are having such great inventions. Those create our lives a comfortable one. Albert Einstein had also said about Nikola Tesla. When asked, what is felt to be the smartest man alive? Albert Einstein said, I don't know. You have to ask Nikola Tesla for this. This statement is the most beautiful statement ever quoted. Nikola Tesla was a man who had given a lot of things to the world without appreciations from nowhere. But today, after 78 years of his death, everyone remembers him. This is how the things work. The real worth of a man can be seen after his death. So never demand for appreciations. Just play your role, and one day the world will be yours. So that's it for this episode. Trust yourself and keep going. If you like the podcast, please subscribe it or follow it on whatever platform you are listening to it, and share it with your friends and family, and please send your reviews regarding the improvements via voice messages or any written messages. Keep supporting. Thank you.